a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I'll call the House Commerce Committee to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Blake.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
Fargin.
Yep.
Greenfield. Jensen.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Krebs.
Here.
Nordstrom.
Here.
Nygaard. Pitts. Solberg.
Here.
Solem.
Here.
And Rounds.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. We do have minutes in our book. Everybody's had a chance to read those short, sweet minutes.
We'll move.
We have a motion by Representative Solem to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Consett. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. I would like to welcome all of you here today and welcome those that may be listening over the internet to this exciting meeting of House Commerce Committee. The purpose of this meeting is to go over the possibility of summer studies. We all know the financial situation of our state. We may be very limited this year on summer studies, but in case there is enough for an additional summer study, I think it's appropriate that we make a recommendation or two to the e-board as to a topic in which to be studied. Therefore, I'm going to open it up to the committee members. Are there certain topics that the committee is interested in that you feel is of importance that we should discuss in a summer study? The chair does have one, and it would be a study of Chapter 58, which is our insurance codes. As you all know, we spend every session up here with dozens and dozens and dozens of insurance bills, and specifically one that we passed out last week, which I think is a very important topic, specifically 169, and it's the subrogation issue. I think somewhere in the future years, maybe we need to take a look at those codes. I'm going to direct a question towards our LRC staffer as to the last time the Chapter 58 has been reviewed.
Mr. Chairman, I don't recall the last time Chapter 58 was reviewed. 58 would have been reviewed partially when the Division of Insurance went through a sunset regarding their rulemaking, but that was a number of years ago. But that was in the context of rulemaking and not in the context of insurance regulation regarding statutory requirements for insurance policies and things of that nature.
Okay, thank you. Are there Representative Krebs?
So the clarification of when the Division of Insurance has been reviewed, we don't have an answer. That was my question.
Well, I'd need to look it up, but I can tell you it's been a number of years ago. It was, I think, during my first term with the LRC, which would have been in the 82 to 90 time frame, in the middle of that time frame.
Mr. Chair, I believe part of the review for insurance was with workman's comp when the Department of Labor was reviewed. That agency review was 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and that was part of the code was reviewed. That was specifically workman's comp.
I was a member of that particular committee, and we did go over some workers' compensation issues. Chapter 58, however, involves a whole line of insurance from health insurance, life insurance, annuities, etc., workers' compensation. It involves a mirage of different types of insurance that's available today. The licensing aspect, the terminology, definitions. When you do an overview of Division of Revenue and Regulation, insurance is just a minor part of that complex agency. So there's really no time to get into the codes in 58 as we're talking. Representative Solberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How would a review of 58 affect 169?
It would involve not only 169, but a number of other issues. 169 was just one facet. The rules of subrogation have been around since South Dakota has been a state, and there is a bill now to change that. As we all know, there is a lot of differences of opinions as to how it would change, but that would just be one of many topics that would be discussed. I'm not using that one as the only example. It's just there are a number of other areas besides subrogation that would be involved with Chapter 58. That was just an example. Representative Solberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if we were to do a review of 58, would we then try to make it so that subrogation was in favor of the insurance companies or subrogation was in favor of the victims?
We would hear testimony. If we did a study of 58, we would, number one, review the chapters under 58 and listen to the testimony under the different chapters of 58. That would just be one topic. And as a committee, after we heard the testimony, after we heard the discussion, we would make recommendations in the form of legislation. I'm not saying that would be a specific topic brought up. That is one of many topics. We, as a, or those on the committee, would hear a topic or hear a discussion on a number of topics, not just the subrogation issue. So don't try and narrow it down to just the one topic. It would be an opportunity outside of session to really spend some time on that along with a whole list of other issues that we've seen here in this committee this year. Insurance is a very complicated issue when you've got so many different types of policies out there. I don't know if anyone on this committee is really an expert on each and every one. I don't claim to be, and I will never claim to be. And I think it's something that when we see the vast number of bills coming in to change this or change that, a number of those bills end up on consent calendar and some of them get killed, some of them are debated. Maybe we need to take a look at Chapter 58. That's why I'm bringing this up. Further discussion on that or any other topics? Representative Fargent.
I guess I'll throw this one out. I brought the bill to everybody this year, dealing with local governments to participate in the state health program. Just saying, throwing it out there, see if anybody would maybe like to study that for the summer or look at other options that we can do, something like that.
Thank you, Representative Fargent. Now, I'm going to ask the LRC staffer. I do believe we did a summer study on that about 4 or 5 years ago. I know I was on a committee where we discussed the state health plan, and that was a topic. And it might have been the Health Insurance Review Committee from 04 or 05.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't staff the committee, so I don't recall that either, but your recollection would be better than mine.
But that one is an issue that you brought up this year, and I think a number of people continue to bring it up. It's something we can consider, Representative Fargent. Discussion on that or any other topics? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A topic that I am very interested in has to do with eliminating mandates in South Dakota for insurance companies coming to the state of South Dakota. Randy Moses said that would drop the price of insurance significantly. He also said that there'd be, there would be a need for capping some of these, like say diabetes or cancer or that sort of thing, as far as premiums that a consumer would have to pay. What I'd like to see is a study on looking at, the feasibility of this, having a cafeteria plan where you could pick and choose what coverage that you wanted. And he did say also that it would there would have to be a cap on some of those, like diabetes or something like that. Otherwise, those people would pay extremely high premium. Just want to throw that out, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. Representative Greenfield.
Would that be part of the, if we were to go ahead and move forward with your idea, the study of Chapter 58, would that not be part of one element contained therein?
That would be one of many elements contained therein. That's correct.
Maybe if we do go ahead and study Chapter 58, we could say with emphasis on, perhaps say with emphasis on the mandates and so on and so forth. I had another another point that I was going to make relative to Representative Fargin's suggestion, and that would be that we could put that on our list, and the executive board generally has a few people on there who are familiar with what's been done in the past, what's been studied, and one of the things that they can often do is say, well, we're not going to study that, but we'll have LRC issue a white paper, and that would contain findings from the previous study as well as any peripheral information that might be come in handy. So that would be something that we could consider is forwarding that on down, or simply Representative Fargin, you may choose to do the asking for yourself too. I don't know. All options are on the table. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield. And that's one of the points I want to make right now is all options we are talking about are open to discussion. Any ideas you have, we're not going to decide as a committee today. What I'm going to want is those ideas that, such as my Chapter 58 or the State Health Plan, is a summary that we would vote on as a committee, as sending it down, or you can take it as an individual to be referred to the executive board, because I think we're all familiar with the process there. The executive board will obtain all these ideas for summer studies, and then you'll get a mailing probably in April from the executive board stating which of these summer topics, rate them 1 through 5. And I think when you come out with a committee recommendation, they might hold a little more weight than an individual's. But if we can support it as a committee, it might come across a little stronger. So what I've talked to my vice chair about this morning was having the discussion today and then meeting for a very, very short period of time Wednesday, depending upon the schedule we have Wednesday, and voting either to support this as a committee with the language that's presented in front of us, which we don't have today, or not supporting it as a committee, and then the individual will take that to the e-board themselves. Nothing that we do here will prevent anybody from bringing a topic up to the executive board for a summer study. But I do think if we support it as a committee, it'll hold a little more weight because they'll see the need coming from a committee. We see certain types of legislation come through, and we struggle with it every session. Maybe it's something that needs to be reviewed. So I'm looking for any and all topics this morning that people think there needs to be more time spent on. Or if somebody comes across a great idea tonight, tomorrow, sometime, put it in the form that you would like it presented to the e-board. And we can then, as a committee, recommend it or recommend it yourself as an individual legislator. But we've seen a wide variety of topics, we all know. I'm very proud of this committee with the number of difficult bills we handled this year, the variety of topics we handled this year. This would rival, I think, all other committees, including state affairs and judiciary, and the topics we discussed, the variety of topics. So I think it's important that Commerce Committee does look back at what we studied this year, what we heard in legislation, and make those recommendations to the executive board. What we're trying to do with that is to solve future problems by having a study on a topic that we deem needs that study. Comments on Representative Pitts?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd like to say this is a great committee, but Health and Human Services is a great committee too. But just wanted to put that out there. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I like the idea of the chapter review, if that includes what people have said with the mandates, maybe outdated language, maybe some discussion as far as some of the bills that have come through and what that means for the future. If we haven't done that for a while, because we do get so many of those types of bills and things that come across this committee, if that review of that chapter would do that, I would certainly support that. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments, suggestions, topics, ideas? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I may also bring up the human trafficking issue again. I know that we, as a committee, as well as at least one other committee last year, forwarded that to the executive board for their consideration. Unfortunately, it wasn't studied, but I think that that issue remains, it's still looming large, and I think it's something that we may choose to pursue further, you know, study on.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Krebs.
Mr. Chair, are you moving forward filling out the form today as a consensus of the meeting today?
I think we need to have that one short meeting, very, very short, just to give everybody the information. Everybody has a chance to think about it. Somebody may come up with another idea which we may deem as important enough to vote on. And I promise I won't keep you more than 15 minutes at the next meeting. But I really do think it's necessary. And Representative Krebs, do you want to bring one up on the study of our highways, the gas tax, anything?
Probably not something from Commerce.
Okay.
Not saying we won't talk about it. Transportation.
Thank you. Any other ideas, suggestions? Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment, and you may have touched on this before you started the conversation, and I apologize if I didn't hear that. But just a reminder to all of us that if there's a particular topic, and I don't know if human traffic and Representative Greenfield would fit into this, but we can also ask for an issue paper or an issue document from LRC. So if you do have a particular topic you're looking at for next year, maybe bills or that type of thing, and you want more information, and maybe LRC staff can explain what that is a little bit more. But that's also another option for us as individuals.
Thank you, Representative Pitts. That is correct. Any further discussion? Hearing none, what we're going to do then is I'm going to prepare a Chapter 58 request. Representative Fargin, you'll present a state health plan summer study proposal. I'll help you with that. Representative Jensen, I think we can work something out within the confines of 58 on the mandate. And Representative Greenfield, you're going to present something on human trafficking, and I would like you to maybe discuss that a little more in depth when you do bring the presentation on, or the write-up on that, so everybody's questions are answered before we vote on it. Are there any other topics you want to discuss before I gavel us down today?
Bring
your black book Wednesday, and we will be done at that time. It'll be a very, very short meeting. Depends upon how long Representative Greenfield wants to talk on his human trafficking idea, or if somebody brings up another topic. If you have another topic, present it to me between, and I'm thinking Wednesday, depends upon what time we go into session. More than likely, we will probably gavel in early in the morning. Knowing past years, we will probably gavel in like at 9 o'clock and go into our caucuses and conference committees, but we'll probably have time like about 11 o'clock, and I'm going to, let's just say about 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, for a 15-minute final meeting to send suggestions down for summer studies. If you have come up with another idea, approach me on it between now and then. We'll discuss it, see if we can't get some language put to the request, and go from there. Any further comments? Hearing none, I'll listen for that.
So moved.
We have a motion from Solem to Representative Solem to adjourn, seconded by Representative Fargin. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Adjourned.